Hi, this is Dinah Shelley, one of the pastors at Spring Creek. Unforgiveness, it is often our own oppression. I think that Jesus sought to make a way to freedom for his followers, and I want you to know that forgiveness is that way. Forgiveness may seem counterintuitive. It may even seem absurd when you've been hurt, but it is the best route to life. When Peter asks Jesus about forgiveness, how many times should I forgive one who sins against me? And then he offers seven times, which is a generous offer, a holy number. His question is in the context of a conversation about how to handle people who disrupt community or church. What to do when someone sins against us as a body of Christ? How do we hold the community together? It's the offended who is supposed to initiate the conversation. All the steps in chapter 18 in Matthew are to bring about reconciliation, to restore relationship, because relationship is so important for faith. I like to think that community is salvation's natural habitat. It really is where salvation likes to hang out, where salvation flows most freely in relationship and in community. The advice in Matthew chapter 18 is have a one-on-one conversation with the person who has offended you, prayerfully and with humility. And if that doesn't work to settle the wrong, then take one or two other people with you. And this is a reality check on your own judgment, because often when we're hurting, our judgment isn't so great. Finally, inform the gathered community. If the person still refuses to yield, treat them, Jesus says, as a Gentile or a tax collector. That's an outcast. But you get this is tricky advice coming from Jesus, right? How did Jesus treat tax collectors and Gentiles? Well, he made them disciples. The reassurance here, though, is that we are not alone as we live out our faith. We do spiritual growth best when we rely upon one another and the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. Seeking to keep community intact, forgiveness is our glue.